Hi, my name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I want to ask you for a donation. Am I speaking to Paul?
This is Paul.
Paul Belt?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona, sir?
Yes, sir.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction? Or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
Go in the right direction.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask some questions about the Laveen area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Laveen. Is that definition clear? Or do you need me to read where the Laveen area is again?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's my son's wedding this weekend. I'm in the middle of trying to arrange a car rental, and there's no cars available where he's at. So I'm kind of listening, but not really. I'm kind of concentrating on what I'm doing.
But this is a general question, so it's probably yourself take a pass.
Okay.
So it's not like you just gotta listen like that. It's just general questions.
Yeah, I don't. I really didn't hear what you said about the Laveen area. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
No, it's just this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community.
Okay, yeah, I'm new to the area. I'm brand new to the area, so I don't know what some of those landmarks are. I don't know. Maybe you want to talk to somebody else. I don't understand what that means or whatever.
But you currently live in Phoenix, Kurt, all right? So this is general questions about Phoenix, basically. It don't need to know things, but it's just more like trying to be like opinions, really. Okay.
Then I don't know why you're telling me about Laveen then. I'm not sure what's going on.
I'm just referring to that place as Laveen.
Okay, Phoenix is Laveen. Okay,
yeah.
I got it.
All right. And what year you were born, sir?
1964.
Thank you. Are you anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I am.
Is that you or a household member?
I am.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Laveen? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Laveen. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher number, the more it will improve the quality of life. First one is more affordable housing options to rent or buy. 1 or 5, or 1 to 5.
1 is bad or 5 is bad?
1 being very little, 5 being a lot.
1, I guess, very little.
Okay. Next, more good paying jobs. Very little, 2, 3, 4, or a lot, 5?
Very little.
Better street and road maintenance?
About a 2, I guess.
More dining and entertainment options.
Oh, 1.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities.
Parks are pretty good. I'd say that's about a 4.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
A 3.
Thank you. Better public transportation options.
I guess about a 3.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Probably too few. We don't have enough restaurants, that's for sure.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Not enough. A one.
Too many, too few?
Too few.
Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of this kind of business in Levine. Grocery stores and supermarkets, yes or no?
Yes, more.
Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat.
Strongly.
Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat.
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat or no?
Strongly, yes.
Dollar stores and discount chains?
Somewhat, yes.
Thank you. Doctor offices and hospitals.
Strongly, yes.
Thank you. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like most like to see more in Levine? Since the little that you've been there, just give me an idea, like what you'd like to see more since you've been there.
Definitely more restaurants, more bars, more entertainment options.
More stores like how?
Well, we don't have enough restaurants.
Like what kind of restaurant? Like seafood restaurants, Mexican restaurants?
All of the above, any restaurant, basically.
Okay.
We don't have enough Mexican food. We don't have enough seafood. We don't have enough anything, really.
Thank you. Hold on. More restaurants, basically.
Yeah. All types. we don't really have any sit-down restaurants. Most of it's fast food. We don't have very many sit-down options.
All right. And then what else did you say about something about stores? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know. I was talking about restaurants. I don't know about stores.
Okay.
Yeah, we do need more retail. We need basically more retail, more restaurants. More medical facilities.
Right. And more medical facilities.
Yes.
Right. Like which kind of facilities? Like, or just Maine? In general.
In general, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So switching gears a bit here, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
A fairly big problem.
Thank you. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
A very big problem.
Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Yes, somewhat strongly, or no?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Townhouses or attached homes?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Housing options for seniors?
Yes, strongly.
Single family detached homes?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years?
I moved here during the pandemic. What was that, 2020? Was that 2020? I don't remember.
So less than 5 years?
I think so, yeah.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
We own.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one, okay?
Okay.
Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Favor or oppose?
I'd favor that.
Somewhat strongly?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Favor or oppose?
Yes. Strongly.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Yes, strongly.
Strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly favor.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for Tedisco purposes, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's degree, 4-year degree.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
Yeah, yeah. $100,000 to $125,000.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Paul.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right. Thank you.
You have a nice day, sir.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye. Complete. I'm my second one, bro.